This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The budget is the big issue when the legislature convenes next week, and the administration is placing heavy emphasis on
the GEMS initiative.
GEMS initiatives?
GEMS is the acronym for Government Efficiencies Management Support, the title of an efficiency report from the consulting firm Alvarez & Marsal. Last session, lawmakers were skeptical of the report's promises and the cost of the contract to provide it. Legislative fiscal analyst Greg Albrecht is still cynical.
We paid a company $7 million to come up with a book of ideas to do things we're doing now, but do them for less money. This is just cuts.
This year, lawmakers remain doubtful GEMS initiatives are going to achieve needed savings. Appropriations Committee member Representative Katrina Jackson of Monroe has warned the administration she'll be picking these GEMS apart.
I want to make sure that we're putting real money in the budget.
Some of the efficiencies were implemented during the two rounds of mid-year cuts, nearly $26 million in savings for state agencies. Others are included in the budget proposal for the next fiscal year, like further trimming of health care coverage through the Office of Group Benefits, selling off state-owned vehicles and equipment and leasing those items instead, and having builders, not the state, carry their own risk insurance for capital outlay projects. According to Commissioner of Administration Christy Nichols, the GEMS savings will add up.
Efficiencies from the GEMS initiative, both from FY15 and FY16, totaled $145 million.
State agencies are expected to save $48 million with GEMS this next year. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group. Governmental Relations, Strategic Planning, and Public Relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.